From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Alicia Zuckerman. Hattie Mae Williams is a contemporary dance choreographer in Miami. She graduated from New World School of the Arts and then went off to New York and studied dance through a program at Fordham University in the Alvin Ailey Dance Company. Last year, she won a Knight Foundation Arts Challenge grant to make a dance film set at Miami Marine Stadium on Virginia Key. The film premieres Saturday at Lab Miami in Wynwood, and Hattie Mae Williams is here with me now. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Your company is called the Tattooed Ballerinas, and your work is often described as a guerrilla dance. What does that mean?
Well, originally our company started in 2003 in New York, performing without permission in sites like supermarkets, laundromats, parks, tennis courts. I wanted to challenge the whole idea of traditional spaces of performing. There's structures in public and in society that I feel like would be great to have a performance.
So this dance film is set at Miami Marine Stadium. Why did you want to make a film there?
First, because it's been abandoned for 20 years. The size of it was just enormous and fantastic. Also, I was really drawn to the fact that this one particular organization, Friends of the Miami Marine Stadium, along with local graffiti artists, have kind of rebirthed the space. So I was really intrigued, and I wanted to be part of that movement of the community actually really getting together and trying to bring this space back into a use for the community.
What's going to be the sound for the film? What's going to be the music for the film?
So this wonderful artist I'm working with, his name is Data Mouth. He's taking natural soundscapes from the Marine Stadium, like the bay. He's taking the sounds of spray cans.
And the spray cans to reflect the graffiti that covers so much of the Marine Stadium.
Yes.
That sounds really cool.
Yeah.
Is there a title to this film?
Yes. Culture Concrete is what we're calling the film. In the 1960s, there was this whole movement in Miami of really using concrete. Like if you look at the Miami Beach band shell stuff, also some of the Miami-Dade campuses, all structures are like heavy, heavy concrete. So I thought that was really interesting. Also, culture concrete, to me, resonates with the culture, the graffiti culture that's happening here in Miami, the culture in general that's here. Also, I think the culture that's changing here in Miami. I think people are becoming more conscious and artists are being more aware of how important it is to take back some spaces and to reclaim and to do things more in an artful way.
So why are you doing this as a film as opposed to a live performance?
As I develop as an artist, I'm getting more interested in film. And also, too, not to mention that the stadium is closed. It is abandoned. It is trespassing. Even though it is an option to have a small audience come for several different shows, it's a huge liability, first and foremost.
It's not set up for an audience.
It's not set up for an audience yet. You know, hopefully, you know, they get the funds and they reopen it and it will be set up for an audience, you know. But in this particular project, I really wanted to document it, and I really wanted to document a time and place in Miami. And for me, film was the best way to do that.
The film is called Culture Concrete. It premieres Saturday at Lab Miami in Wynwood, and you can see an excerpt at WLRN.org. Hattie Mae Williams, congratulations, and thanks for coming in and talking to me.
Thank you so much.
And this is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Alicia Zuckerman.